The maritime border dispute between Australia and East Timor has reached boiling point, with thousands protesting today in Timor outside the Australian embassy. It follows decades of tension driven by both countries' desire to exploit oil and gas stores in the ocean. Tom Clark from the Human Rights Law Centre is spokesperson for the Timor Sea Justice Campaign. He told Catherine Cox what's happening in East Timor today.
Well, the protests in Dili outside the Australian embassy are about demanding the Australian government enters negotiations to establish permanent maritime boundaries, because East Timor and Australia have never actually had maritime boundaries. And for, you know, 12 or 14 years now, since East Timor's independence, the East Timorese have been asking, look, can we sit down and work out where these maritime boundaries should go? And really disappointingly, the Australian government has stubbornly refused to do that. Instead, the successive Australian governments have jostled East Timor into a series of resource-sharing arrangements. Now, all of these arrangements really shortchange East Timor out of billions of dollars in oil and gas revenue from fields that are located in the Timor Sea. Really, it's an issue that goes back for decades, because even during Indonesia's occupation of East Timor, the Australian government was one of the few countries, if not the only country in the world, to recognise Indonesia's sovereignty over Timor. And in the late 80s, for example, the Australian government then entered what was called the Timor Gap Treaty. And that was all about how Indonesia and Australia could divvy up Timor's oil. So we've got a bit of a long track record of taking Timor's oil in fairly dubious manner.
What has been the tipping point for this issue?
Well, I think it's really the length of time. For 12 years, the Australian government's really snubbed East Timor. But in more recent years, I guess further information's come to light. And not only do we know that Australia is ripping off East Timor with these dodgy resource-sharing treaties, but we now also know that Australia has been spying on the Timorese during those negotiations. Some really dubious tactics there. But today's protests, and yesterday and then also tomorrow in Melbourne and Jakarta, those protests are marking the anniversary of when the Australian government withdrew its recognition of the maritime boundary jurisdiction of the International Court of Justice. So I think that really highlights how dodgy Australia's behaviour is in this area. If you're not willing to respect international law and independent umpire, it kind of sends a fairly clear signal that don't intend to play by the rules.
East Timor has been receiving royalties for some time. Are they being used to alleviate poverty?
The Timorese are receiving a percentage of some particular fields in one of the joint petroleum development areas. They're a really important revenue stream for the Timorese government, and they are used to address a range of budgetary requirements. So when you look at East Timor and you look at things like their education system and their health system, they're really not comparable to the world-class systems we have here in Australia. So yeah, they're in desperate need of money.
Do you expect more money to make a difference to the lives of the regular citizens of East Timor?
It is in Timor's interests. And more importantly, this isn't an issue of, you know, charity, of Australia being generous to East Timor. This is actually an issue about justice and what East Timor is legally entitled to. So it's a sovereign nation. It has a right to establish its own permanent maritime boundaries. For a lot of Timorese, and I think this was expressed really clearly in some of the protests in Dili today and yesterday, is that for them, this issue is about completing their journey to independence.
How much political pressure is being put on the Australian government by demonstrations like this?
Looking at the size of the crowds in Dili, like we're talking about 10,000 or more people over 2 days attending these rallies outside the embassy, I think it's increasingly an issue that the Australian government can't ignore. You also have to factor in that rallies have been held, obviously a lot smaller, but rallies have been held in Manila, in Kuala Lumpur, in Jakarta, and ones in Australia, so Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and Canberra. I think what this shows is, yeah, it's an issue that's not going anywhere. If Australia continues with this kind of approach of just snubbing its nose at international law, it's really going to cement its reputation as the region's bully. And I don't think that's in Australia's national interest.
Tom Clark, he's spokesperson for the Timor Sea Justice Campaign, also from the Human Rights Centre. He was speaking to The Wire's Catherine Cox.